This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome on into Sports Talk, everybody. This Friday, May 30th edition, and an abbreviated show since LSU baseball's 2 o'clock first pitch has been pushed back now to a 5 o'clock start. We're going to go to the LSU Sports Radio Network at 4:30 for pregame coverage of their matchup against Little Rock as we open regional play. And guys, considering what we've been dealing with LSU baseball and weather issues all this season, comes as no surprise as Baton Rouge Regional opens with a case of the rain delay and lightning issues.
Yeah, it would have almost been weird if they actually just started
on time. Right.
Yeah.
We did find out at least just moments ago, LSU put out the starting lineup for the Tigers, along with who's going to be on the bump for the Bayou Bengals. And it's Anthony Ianson, not Cade Anderson getting the start or someone else. So the Tigers' second ace, I guess you could say, getting the nod today against Little Rock. And, you know, Charlie and I have said this a ton, Jeff, and basically in Jay Johnson we trust. We know he's got a great pulse on his team and the pitching rotation and how he wants to lay things out going forward as they hopefully get that trek to Omaha. First, you got to win this regional, make it to the Super Regional, which you're hosting as well, and then you get to go to the College World Series in Omaha. But right now, the Tigers going with a guy that's been dominant for them all season long. Some people felt they should have, some folks felt like the Tigers should have maybe held off and pitched one of the other guys in their rotation, possibly, you know, like a midweek game treating this. But Jay Johnson, I mean, you got to go out there and win still.
Yeah, you got to get into the winner's bracket. Now, I think it's the question is, okay, Cade Anderson or Anthony Ianson, and you go with Ianson because you want to save Cade Anderson for a higher leverage game.
Probably Dallas Baptist, we're assuming.
You also don't want to get cute and end up in the loser's bracket. Like, you go win the game. You know, like that's it's really hard to fight out of the loser's bracket in these regionals, right? And then that kind of sets you up in the supers. Even if you get through, you're at a rest deficit. So it's the right move. You have two, you know, kind of co-aces. It's tough to say, like, okay, like Cade Anderson is definitely the ace of the staff, but, you know, Ianson has been there all year. So I would be more concerned if they were just tried to get cute with it, because just go win the game.
There's a shocking amount of teams trying to get cute, guys, by the way.
There's been some interesting action going on to start some regional play, right, Charlie?
Aria Gerson, who covers Vanderbilt for the Tennessean, had a post talking about the teams that were throwing their typical Friday starter in game one. It's Vanderbilt and Tennessee, UNC, Oregon State. But then there's a ton of teams that are pitching off, including Southern Miss, Texas, Arkansas, Auburn, Clemson, Georgia, Ole Miss, and FSU, as far as saving their best pitcher for the winner's bracket. You know, with the two-headed monster that we've talked about throughout this process, guys, it's such an advantage that you can, you know, throw a guy in the first matchup against a four seed, which you're expected to beat, but then still feel really good about throwing Anderson in the winner's bracket if you can take down Little Rock. So, but a lot of teams are really thrown off in this first game against the four seeds. It's an interesting strategy because Jay Johnson is typically the opposite. he goes with this hottest guy, and Anthony Eisen's been the hottest guy in this pitching rotation for about the last month and a half.
You know, you when I looked at the weather issues that were possible today, I was wondering if you might consider throwing one of the other arms besides Eisen or Cade Anderson because of the potential of what if you start this game up and you end up having to pause and there's a delay and then you're switching, you know, that stud that you started, and it's kind of like a wasted start there. So I was wondering how he would toy around from things. We didn't have to worry about that. 2 o'clock first pitch didn't happen. Now is a 5 o'clock start, 4:30 pregame coverage, like I was saying right here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Looking at some of the NBA action going on, man, oh man, I keep getting the series wrong. I feel like I thought that the Knicks would be swallowed up last night by the Pacers, who would close things out at MSG. That just wasn't the case.
Teams typically don't lose series at home. You know, if that was in Indiana, yeah, the Pacers win in five.
I just figured the Knicks were just so defeated mentally.
No, it's tough to walk into that to MSG and close out a team when you know. I mean, it's you lose your edge. It's just what happens. Like, Halliburton didn't look like the same guy we've watched.
For sure.
Now, but they get the game six at home, and that's basically the series. You don't want to go back to New York for game seven, which I think the Pacers win by 30. And that's the problem with the NBA is there's no interesting games. You know, game one, yeah, great. But like beyond that, it's always like 10, 15, 20 points. The home team is dominating. It's just not good. It's not a good product. I've said this so many times. Like, all the biggest games end up being 30-point blowouts. Like, who wants that?
Well, especially if you're playing the Thunder. What's been your take on how OKC has just been railroading folks through the playoffs? The Denver Nuggets definitely was their biggest test so far.
Yeah, Timberwolves just weren't good enough. I mean, like, Timberwolves probably shouldn't have been there. No, I mean, Thunder are good. Thunder, they built the team in a way that's really difficult to contend with because so many teams want to build through trades, right? Like, the Thunder actually drafted most of their players. Imagine that. It's the same reason the Celtics had such a dominant team. Like, you can add to, you can supplement a strong core through trades, but you have to draft your star players. Like, you can't add all of your star players through trades. And, you know, the look at the Timberwolves. Like, how was that team mostly constructed? It was through trades. Like, obviously, yep. Anthony Edwards is there, but, you know, like, half their roster was on the Knicks last year, it felt like. So, I don't know. It's just a weird time for the NBA. I just don't think it's a good product.
We're at least going to see a different NBA champion this season.
This is true. This is true. But it's going to be the nightmare scenario for the NBA because you have Indiana and Oklahoma City, like, woo-hoo! The ratings on that. Like, they keep tweeting about, like, huge ratings for game five of the Eastern Conference Finals. Like, yeah, because the Knicks are in it.
Right.
Once you lose the Knicks, that's just going to fall off a cliff. Like, this is going to be one of the lowest rated finals in NBA history.
With our abbreviated show, gentlemen, it's now time to hit our Bet365 triple option feature. Welcome into our Bet365 triple option feature, where we talk about some of the hot topics all around sports. Guys, I'm going to lead things off with LSU Shreveport, man. They can become an unfathomable 59-0 this season and collect their first NAIA College World Series title. That's tonight. The Pilots are facing Southeastern Florida at Harris Field. First pitch is 8:30 Central for folks. But, man, LSU punched their ticket to the title game with a 14-4 victory last night against Hope International. The Pirates handed Hope both of its tournament losses and would like to do the same to Southeastern. They run-ruled the Fire back on Wednesday. Interesting times to see if the LSU Shreveport team can complete this really amazing run that you can't even imagine a team right now 59-0 on the year and going for 60-0 in a national title.
It doesn't make sense. Like, at any level of any sport to win 60 games in a row, it's just unfathomable. The only thing I can compare it to is a Trinity squash. You remember that?
No.
Trinity went 13 years. They went 13 years without losing a match. It's the longest streak in NCAA sports history. It's like 252 consecutive matches.
Trinity squash,
yeah, and it's in Connecticut. And I remember vividly because I ended up covering the match they lost for the Hartford Current in Connecticut. Yeah, it was an A1 story above the fold. It was like this, and they sent me there because like we have to have somebody. I'd never watched a squash match in my life, but I went out there and I was like, I think they're going to lose. Like they haven't lost in 13 years, but I think they're going to lose, and they did.
You put the gree-gree on them.
I didn't even know how the scoring went. I had to keep asking people, are they winning? Oh my gosh! And they lost. So anyway, Trinity Squash, 252 consecutive games they won. And that's kind of what it reminds me of. It's like unfathomable to win that many games in a row at any level of any sport. I don't care if it's high school. I don't care if it's college. I don't care if it's rec ball. Like that doesn't, it doesn't compute. It doesn't make sense. Like it's, I don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah, so LSU Shreveport going for 60-0 tonight, yeah, and also a national title. Going to hand things over to you now, Jeff. What you got for Triple Option?
Oh, man, I thought we were going to go to a break before this. I'm not really prepared, but I'll talk about paintball.
Okay.
How about you know about paintball?
Charlie and I kind of mentioned it yesterday. It's like the last time both of us played was back in high school.
I've never played paintball. I remember when I was growing up.
That's it. We need a WWO Sports Talk team building excursion.
Yeah, when I was growing up, it was like a big thing, but I never had one. And I'm glad I didn't get into it because it kind of fell off. Like it was very, very much kind of an in vogue thing. But the Saints played paintball. They had a team outing. The silver team won. There have been some.
What I was going to say, there was controversy.
There have been some allegations of some cheating by the silver team. I did ask Cesar Ruiz, who was on the champion silver team. He said, you know, the best teams always get accused of cheating. You just ask the Patriots. And then I was like, oh,
yeah, fair enough.
But so, yeah, silver team won. What I thought was interesting is Kellen Moore actually participated in the paintball, and a lot of the coaches did. Riley Ireland, apparently, one of the strength coaches, was like apparently a ringer for this. Like he's really good at paintball, so he was on the silver team. Pete Werner also apparently really good. But I thought it was cool to see Kellen out there and kind of the team building, team bonding part of this process. I think he's handled pretty well. You know, and that's, it would be weird if people weren't bought in at this point. That would be like a massive red flag. So I'm not going to make too big of a deal out of people saying they're bought in. But I do think that it's gone well. I think this whole kind of chemistry building process has gone well to this point, and I think Kellen's hit the right buttons.
And speaking in weather terms, Jeff, I feel like the dark cloud, which I felt was permeated a lot with Dennis Allen and Derek Carr, is no longer hovering over the team facility over there.
I think that was mostly
fan.
Like, I don't think the players felt that was the case.
But you definitely feel a difference.
When you lose seven games in a row, it's going to be bad. People aren't going to be having a very good time.
Charlie, you got a quick triple option for us?
Yeah, real quick, guys. 11.7 College Baseball Podcast had a really fun tweet that I looked at the other day, and it was talking about the history of seeds in the postseason since 1999, making it to Omaha. 148 number one seeds, so regional hosts, have made it to Omaha. That is 74% of teams in the Omaha field since 1999. Two seeds, it drops all the way down to 32, which is 16%. Three seeds, 17, drops down to 9%. And only 3-4 seeds have made it to Omaha. That is 1% of the teams since 1999. And in this kind of tweet, they also mentioned that as far as the top eight national seeds and how many of them have won national championships, the number 6 seed and the number 8 seed have never won a national championship. So LSU and Oregon State are going to try and do something that has never been done since 1999, guys.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was our triple option feature brought to you by Bet365. Taking a break. We'll be right back as we get ready for LSU pregame coverage taken on Little Rock right here on WWL and the Odyssey app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Back here on Sports Talk, WWL, your home for LSU baseball. Coming up, LSU Game 1 against Little Rock Trojans in the NCAA Baton Rouge Regional, presented by Jerry Lane Cadillac, Louisiana Dental Center, Hooters, and Cummins. The other teams in the AA Elimination Regional are Dallas Baptist and Rhode Island. So, if LSU wins today, tomorrow they'll play the winner of the Rhode Island-Dallas Baptist game. Pre-game for that matchup would be 4:30 with first pitch at 5 o'clock. Now, if the Tigers lose, they will play the loser of the second game today. That pre-game would be 12:30, first pitch at 1 o'clock. No matter what, you can catch all of LSU baseball action right here on WWL and streaming live on the free Odyssey app. And if you notice on your clock, folks, it is 4:30, and I am not going to pregame coverage of LSU baseball versus Little Rock. Once again, we have been pushed back for the start of this matchup again. We'll find out more about the situation in Baton Rouge, but boy, oh boy, I'm sure Jay Johnson is loving things right now.
Well, here's the thing. If this was Dallas Baptist versus Rhode Island, like, who makes the decision to push it back? Is it the home team? Because I kind of feel like you're LSU, you get to decide, and you're like, we don't want to start a game that we're going to have a rain delay in an hour. But if this was the other two teams, would you be doing it? I think you probably would, because you just want to get these games started. You want to get them over with.
Right, exactly.
But LSU doesn't want that. So, I don't know. I find that interesting.
I would think it's got to be something with lightning in the area, which we know all too well, trying to go to that, you know, the 2023 action at the box that we ended up, you know, spending 5 hours there. There was not a drop of rain. It was just all lightning delays that pushed the game.
I don't think it's that. I think it's they have rain on the radar in an hour or at 6, so they don't want to start it knowing they will have to go into a delay. It could be wrong, but either way, we'll see. But so, hey, you know, you're stuck with us for another hour.
Looking at things, our good buddy Cokie Riley with The Advocate and NOLA.com put out the weather delay is back on. We just told you that, folks, the fact that we were set for this 5 o'clock first pitch, but that's not happening now either. Just the situation with rain and lightning causing havoc on LSU baseball this season, and it extends into the playoff play. How apropos.
Yeah, use of apropos.
Looking at some of the Saints OTA action, we got to witness the second media viewing yesterday, Jeff. Seeing from the Saints tweeting out today, we weren't there, but you know who was? The legendary Archie Manning in attendance at Saints practice today.
Yeah, so they did it Wednesday, Thursday, Friday this week. I don't know. It's
Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, because Wednesday they did the team building exercise.
Oh, okay. So they pushed it back one day. Interesting.
Yeah, they had that the paintballing, as you were talking about.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, it's cool to have him out there. I'm sure he knows Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler. I don't know about Jake or Hunter, but both those guys were multiple time participants at the Manning Passing Academy. They both said that like he still texts them on occasion. So, you know, I'm sure that was part of why he went out there to go see those guys.
We've heard Kellen Moore talk about how this QB competition is going to be wide open between these four guys. Obviously, right now, though, you have Jake Haener, who's hurt and not doing anything. But a guy in Hunter Decker is the undrafted free agent. We haven't seen him throw a bit since rookie minicamp.
Yeah, and I had
at least during the media sessions.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, he may have been getting some reps
right.
On other days. I doubt it. I just think there's just not a ton of reps right now. I mean, you had yesterday alone, you're talking about 24 total team reps.
Right.
And there's your 7-on-7 reps. So you're talking 12 for both those guys. So you have Hunter work in, then that's what, 8? Someone's getting like 10 for each of them. If you have them get 4 reps, it's probably just not worth it at this point. Like, you want to get those two guys involved. So, you know, when camp rolls around, I'm sure you'll have more. There's just longer practices. There'll be more team sessions. But no, you know, one thing that we haven't really talked about that may or may not be a factor in this quarterback conversation, Jake Haener actually knows Kellen Moore pretty well. Prior to this, because he was at Fresno State with Kirby Moore, Kellen's brother, and they've known each other since like 2017. Like, they go back pretty far. Like, they've talked prior to this, and Kellen Moore's offense is actually pretty similar to what Kirby Moore was running at Fresno State. So just something to keep in mind. Like one of the reasons Kellen, I think, is high on Jake is because he was high on Jake coming into the building. So we'll see. But I thought that was interesting.
The second week, we got to see that viewing, like I mentioned yesterday, of practice. What were your impressions? The biggest thing, the takeaways we can get right now is that QB battle. We've been seeing, though, I feel like, pretty darn good things from Tyler Shuck and Spencer Rattler in that QB competition.
I think both those guys are throwing the ball well.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I thought Spencer looked a little better on day one than Tyler did. I thought Tyler looked a little better on day two. I say day one, day two. But
for us,
for
right.
Us,
what we saw.
I thought he looked a little better yesterday than Spencer. But, I mean, you know, the thing with Spencer that is persistent and bothers me is high balls over the middle of the field. Like, it seems like there at times he has this incredible arm strength and he relies on that a little bit more than I want to see, and the ball kind of flies on him at times. And that's fine on the sidelines. You know, you have a guy going out of bounds, catching a ball, has to leap for it, whatever. Over the middle of the field, you're just asking a guy to get lit up by a safety or a linebacker, especially, you know, and it was a ball to Chris Olave. And it's like, if your receiver has to leave his feet on an in cut to catch a ball, that's a bad miss. He caught it, so it's a completion. But that's a bad miss over the middle of the field. And you see that a little bit too often. Like, the number of times I've seen guys have balls sail through their hands over their head is more than I'd like to see. And so that's what, if I wanted to improve on one thing, it's that. You cannot hang your receivers out to dry over the middle of the field. And he had a similar layered throw later in the practice to Rashid Shaheed that was on target. But like, this is a unpressured drill. Right. If you're doing it now, you're going to do it in a game when you don't have time to breathe or think, like you're releasing the ball. So that's my one big criticism for Spencer Rattler that I think he needs to improve on, because I don't know. One more big hit to Chris Olave might end his career. I cannot set him up like that. But no, I think he's been confident. He's been getting the ball out on time, and the ball's been delivered mostly on time. And I think that's what is stood out for him. He had a really nice ball to Juwan Johnson on kind of a slow developing crossing pattern, and those are harder to hit well than it might seem, because you know you can hit a crossing pattern, but if the guy has to kind of break stride and turn and catch the ball and then reset and turn upfield, you're losing a lot. Whereas if you catch him in stride and he can just go without losing a step and turn upfield, you have a chance for a big play. And Juwan's really athletic. You give him a chance to get out in space, and that's what it was. He caught him in stride. He didn't have to break at all, and I thought that was impressive. But for Tyler, I mean, every time he has thrown the ball more than like 20 yards down the field, it's been majestic.
Right.
Right. And
I feel like we're watching it in slow motion.
Yeah. Well, it's like, man, it looks so good. and it's been three different receivers, which I think is impressive. So you had Rashid Shaheed, which, I mean, you can't overthrow Rashid Shaheed. I don't think it's possible to throw the ball too far for Rashid Shaheed. You just can't throw it behind him. Just get it out in front of him. He'll make you right. Just do it. You might think, I'm throwing this too far. You're not. He'll go get it. Not everyone can do that. He can. And that's so, like, he hit him in stride. His first rep of the day yesterday was it was a hard play action. There's no one to play action to in 7-on-7s, but it was a hard play action. Bub Means over the top. And so I wouldn't say Bub Means is a burner. It's probably a little harder to throw that on target, but he hit him right in the hands. Didn't have to break stride. Later in practice, a similar play, Donovan Peoples-Jones, another guy that I wouldn't say is a burner, right? So you have to be a little more precise. Just nailed it. So, you know, it's weird because the modern NFL, it's mostly short throws. You're not going deep a ton. But that ability is nice to have.
You mentioned the pass to Means, and we can't video during that time, but the Saints staff, they put out their mashup video afterwards.
Yeah, that was interesting.
That highlight was in there. I was like, all right, so fans can at least see what we're talking about with that Shuck deep ball.
Yeah, and in all of these instances, the receiver was by themselves. It's worth noting. Like, these were not contested catch situations. And, you know, if you ask Alante Taylor, he'll tell you this. Like, the defense is really kind of hung out to dry in these drills. They can't be physical. They can't, you know, they can make contact, but they can't really jam. So it's all just run fast down the field. And, you know, it's just a tough situation to be in for a defender. And right now, they're just being made to look bad. But, you know, I thought Rajon Wright, who was beaten on the Donovan Peoples-Jones deep ball, had a solid day. He had what I don't think it was an interception. I think it was close. I thought the ball was on the ground. He got up and ran with it. We'll give it to him. But that was the last play of the day. That was Tyler Shuck throwing the ball a little late over the middle, and he made a play on it. But, you know, it's tough to be too critical of the defense in these drills, because it's similar to like one-on-ones, right? Like we watch one-on-ones, we're like, oh, we got burnt. I was like, yeah, but that's not a real life situation, right? It's just, you know, you're working on stuff, but this time of the year, the offense is going to look a lot better than the defense.
You talked about with the defense, so a guy that was around for this session of voluntary workouts that wasn't the first week, and Chase Young, good to see him out there. And just one of those physical specimens I'm always in awe of on the field.
Yeah, defensive line isn't doing a ton right now. What they are doing is mostly individual drills. Offensive line, same thing. They had some neat little contraptions, and they were like connected to the wall with bungee cords and whatnot. It's always funny when you change coaching staffs because they have all these very specific drills that they bring in. But no, like the defensive ends, this offseason, it's interesting compared to previous ones, because in 7-on-7 drills, you will still have defensive linemen out there because they have to drop into coverage in this scheme, whereas they didn't really before. So in these 7-on-7s, you'll have like Cam Jordan, Chase Young, Isaiah Foskey, Carl Granderson out there and dropping into coverage with various levels of adeptness. You know, some guys it looks a little more natural than others, let's put it that way. But it's been kind of fun to watch those guys kind of pick up that new role.
Once again, everybody, if you're looking for LSU baseball, we are as well. Another weather delay for the Bayou Bengals matchup against Little Rock has been pushed back a start time. We haven't gotten any word yet on when they will be getting this game underway. But it was scheduled for originally a 2 o'clock first pitch. Then it was moved to a 5 o'clock start. And right now we're still in the holding pattern. We're just sitting on the tarmac waiting to find out when we're taking off. We're going to take a break, though, right here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with even more, get you that information as soon as we have it, folks. So keep it locked right here on your home for LSU, for the Saints, and the Pelicans, WWL. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. We've got the rain delay blues here on this Friday as we wait for LSU baseball's opening matchup of the Baton Rouge Regional against Little Rock. We don't have any word yet as to when game time will be. Was supposed to initially be at 2 o'clock first pitch, was pushed back to 5, and well, pushed back once again. We're waiting to find out from LSU when that first game will finally get underway. And there's still two other teams waiting to play after the Tigers. It'll be interesting to see if they're able to fit that in this evening or not. Either way, stay tuned. We'll have more for you soon here on WWL. In the meantime, let's hear from LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson. Spoke the other day about his team getting ready for the regional and NCAA playoff action. Here's Jay Johnson.
I've noticed you've been trying to keep the energy up and make sure there's a lot of energy at practice. I guess just why is that important, knowing the atmosphere that you guys are about to take the field in?
Well, I think it's important because it's a privilege to be playing baseball this week. And I think it's something when you're at a great program like LSU, sometimes you can take it for granted. But 300-plus teams start the year. There's only 64 playing. There's only 16 playing at home. And if you sense it for me, it's just I'm excited to be playing here and coaching these guys. They've had a great season, and it's an awesome opportunity. And want to keep it going.
Having gone on the road last year, I guess, what's it mean to you to be here?
Yeah, I think, having hosted, obviously, here in 23, hosted at Arizona before, hosting at San Diego before, there's a lot of benefit to it. I think you get somewhat routine. It's a little different with the tournament format and all that, and I think routine is good. Familiarity is good for players, obviously the fans. That's good. If I remember right, last year, after playing 5 games in Hoover and, getting home late Sunday night after the championship game, it almost took us like 2 days to recover, and then we were on a plane on Wednesday. And team obviously played hard, fought hard, but you'd way rather have it this way. I mean, in little things, like you know, my time to scout and prepare, and for all three teams, you know, you're using every minute. It's a little easier to do from, you know, the comfort of your office, so to speak. The ability to, you know, have individual meetings with a player and not worrying about travel logistics or any of those things, I think it's great. And then this team's played very well at home. And I think if you're asking for the most important thing, is this team's played really, really well at home. And I think they're excited to be back here. I mean, we were on the road the last week of the regular season, and then on the road for the SEC tournament. So we haven't played here in a while. And so I think they're excited to be here, and looking forward to taking advantage of that.
Can you share some more details and about the 56-game playoff and what you tell them and how you implement that, and why is that important now? That it's, oh, it's not pressure in postseason and that type of thing.
I think it's two things. I think the first thing goes back to what I said. It's not a birthright to be in the NCAA tournament. I mean, it's just not. And so you have to make every game important. And you have to play it like a playoff game to position yourself to make the field, to host, or to be a national seed. They all count the same. I mean, the SEC might be looked at a little bit differently, but all 56, in this case 55, because we had a rainout, count the same. So you start there, and then you hit on the other point, is like, I talk a lot about staying in character, playing in character. When you've treated the season like the postseason, then you don't have to change when you get to the postseason. And you know, it's been a formula for a long time that has helped our teams. And, you know, I'm hopeful that it'll help this team.
That's kind of a saving thing, huh?
Like, what's that?
Like, don't make one game bigger than the other. And I know you've read a lot about him.
Yeah. Yeah, 100%. And, I mean, there's more eyeballs. There's circumstance, rewards, consequences. But really, the game comes down to execution. I mean, in its simplest form, the game comes down to execution. And execution comes from, you know, being committed to your plan, having clarity on your plan, and doing that very aggressively. And so that thought helps train you for this, you know, from this round all the way to, you know, hopefully the very, very last game of the season.
So when did you come up with this? You know, from how long ago? How did it formulate?
Yeah, I think I had the opportunity to meet, talk to, work for really good coaches, and I've tried to take something from everybody. And when you coach at mid-major schools, you can get forgotten about quickly in terms of bids, and there's not a lot of margin for error. And you know, I was associate head coach at San Diego. I mean, we played everybody, Texas, Vanderbilt, you name it, we played them. And it was awesome to see like how those wins catapulted you into a place where we were a national seed, and we did host, you know, a regional. And then, but also, if you didn't take the Tuesday against UC Riverside seriously, it didn't matter that you beat Texas and Hockey Garrido. So it just kind of formulated into, they all count, they all matter. And, you know, I take a lot of pride in coaching here, that how we play is so important to so many people. We're not going to win every game, but I would never want somebody to walk into this stadium and go, man, it's more important that the guys in the third base dugout than the guys in the first base dugout. And that's kind of my way to honor Skip and all those guys that have played here.
Without getting into your rotation too much, how happy are you with how fresh they are and kind of ready for what's ahead?
Yeah, I think this team has played well when it has its legs underneath them, so to speak, and energy. And, you know, again, like, call me old-fashioned, like, I wanted to play till Sunday in the SEC tournament as a competitor, because it's a competition, and, you know, to keep developing the team. I think the one benefit is, you know, I mean, we lost and we went back and packed and showered and left and got home late Saturday night, which gave them Sunday to recover. Monday we had the celebration of the season with the selection show, got some guys some individual work, and then it almost allowed those guys that have carried a big load 2 days off, and then we got a full week of prepping. So I think being fresh and rested is good. I think being at home, the crowd, postseason, I think the energy will be really high with our team tomorrow.
That was LSU baseball coach Jay Johnson. We are still awaiting a start time for LSU baseball to take on Little Rock in this first matchup of the Baton Rouge Regional, and seeing good old Ben McDonald at the ballpark too, waiting to broadcast the game The second matchup in this regional will start 55 minutes after this Tigers game concludes. So they definitely, the officials are trying to get this underway as soon as possible. But right now, the weather just being a nightmare over there.
Yep. Late night baseball, baby.
Late Let's night, your favorite. Taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back. Stay tuned right after this on WWL Radio. Who dat? Got the LSU Baseball Blues here. We're waiting for a start time from Alec Box Stadium. It's been delayed for a second time today. It was going to be a 2 o'clock first pitch, 5 o'clock first pitch, and now a question mark first pitch as we await game one of this Baton Rouge Regional. The Tigers taking on Little Rock. We do know Anthony Ianson will get the call on the bump for the Bayou Bengals. But like I said, we're still waiting on what time that will be. We're going to head to the top of our news break when we get back. Hopefully have some more answers for you. But we'll get into more of our Saints OTA talk. Me, along with Saints sideline reporter Jeff Nowak, Charlie Long, will be here with you until we get LSU baseball underway here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. Be back more of Sports Talk, so stay tuned right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.